Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste, inhlamulo, ya inkwasho, corner of wisdom, with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
This is Elijah again. Greeting every one of you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for another day, for another night, in which we can speak to you from the living Word of God. Our message for today is on spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. And it is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And the subtitle to this message on spiritual growth is simply, spiritual growth is a lifetime process. You never stop from growing. You should never arrive. You must keep on growing every day, every week, every month, and every year. While we are on this issue of spiritual growth, Reverend Romeo Palafala is working on a book which I would say it will be a must-read book, because he answers the question, what next after salvation? You know, the book he is working on, it is on Peter after preaching 3,000 people got saved. And after the salvation of the 3,000, they continued in the apostles' doctrine, meaning that they embarked on a road to growth, to development, to knowing Jesus better, to fellowship. You will never grow until you fellowship. It is in fellowship where you will be strengthened by other believers, because one will have a word of encouragement, another one will have a word of exhortation, another one will have a word of teaching, another one will have a word of prayer, and the other one will have a word of encouragement. Everything is in the house of fellowship. Everything you need will be in a local church or anywhere where believers come together to worship, to praise the Lord, and to acknowledge God's great grace. As we speak on spiritual growth, remember these words taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as unto carnal, as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it, and even now, you are still not able. Paul makes it very clear in this chapter and in these two verses that there is simply two kinds of Christians: the milk type and the meat type. The milk type are Christians who are undeveloped, who have not yet grown, who live on milk, who have never graduated to solid food. Unfortunately, in my 57 years of ministry, I have pastored churches, I have ministered in small groups, in cottage meetings. I have seen this with my own eyes. Baby Christians, immature Christians, who have never grown an inch after they were saved. And what are some of the manifestations of baby Christians, undeveloped Christians? Number one, it is negative, legalistic, and judgmental attitudes. And secondly, carnality. And third, controlled by the flesh. And fifth, walk by feelings and senses, and they don't walk by faith. Their lifestyles are unstable and often confused over trivial things. They are after victims of unbiblical traditions which are stronger than the Constitution. When you are a baby in Christ, when you are an undeveloped Christian, you easily become a victim of unbiblical practices. In fact, the worst of these manifestations are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. May the Lord help us all who are saved, who are born again, to develop thirst, hunger, passion, and desire to grow spiritually, to grow in Christ, to grow in the Holy Spirit, to grow in God. When we grow, we kiss bye-bye to carnality. When we grow, we kiss bye-bye to complaining, murmuring. When we grow, we kiss bye-bye to gossiping, fighting, and disagreements. It is my prayer that you and I will move from milk to solid food. What are the basic principles governing spiritual growth? Number one, it is genuine salvation and regeneration. Number two, it is the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Number three, it is Bible reading and Bible studies and feeding on God's word. Number four, it is discipleship. You must be discipled. Number five, it is fellowship and praise and worship in a local fellowship and in a local church. Number six, it is testifying and witnessing for Christ. The Bible says, he that hath Christ hath testimony. And number seven, tithing, giving offerings, and planting seeds is another element of growth. It takes to grow to give back to God. And lastly, bearing fruit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. May the God of glory, through Christ Jesus, who died for us, help us to relocate from baby Christians to mature Christians. We need mature Christians in 2020 and 2024 in order for us to face the battles we are fighting against the devil. You cannot overcome if you are an everlasting baby. Desire to grow, you will enjoy Christianity. God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.